It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Yes, oh, it's time for What's the Buzz. Morena, Phil.
Morena.
How are ya?
Great.
Cool.
Awesome.
Mean.
Love it.
We're talking all things psychedelic safety today.
Yes. So the reason this came about was because, so over summer, we did see some harm. So we run drug checking, we were at festivals, and so is our friends at Know Your Stuff. And so we kind of keep an eye on all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we did see some harm from things like psychedelics. So I thought it was a good time to talk about it. Often there's that perception that they aren't as harmful.
Yeah.
Because you can't necessarily physically overdose from, say, LSD or something like that, like you can with alcohol. But there's still a lot that can go wrong. And there's, just things to keep an eye on. Don't want to freak anyone out, but there's definitely things that you can do going into it if you do decide to use these drugs to just help ease any kind of bad things that could happen.
Yeah, 100%. I heard Emily was talking to me 2 weeks ago, and I heard that a lot of the acid's a lot stronger this summer than previous years.
Yeah, and so the problem is that with, like, one tab of acid isn't really a measurement.
Yeah, hell no.
The way that they make acid is that it's the actual drug is a liquid,
yeah,
and they've got sheets and sheets of these little square cardboard blotter papers, and that soaks in the liquid. So you don't know tab by tab how much of that LSD liquid is soaked into each tab. So if you've taken one tab that looks like SpongeBob last week and it wasn't that strong, and then you take a tab this week that's Pac-Man or something like that. Sorry for the old references.
Incredible.
Then it could be much stronger. So
yeah,
with that, the main thing we kind of advise is that just starting low is always a good idea. So if you've never used that tab before, it can be a good idea to the first time using half, even using a quarter, just seeing how you feel, because as you mentioned, it could be much stronger than what you're used to. Kind of being okay with not matching your friends as well is quite good.
Yeah, I think that's a massive one to remember. Like, never go dose for dose, or, you know, even like drink for drink with your friends. It's just so not worth
it. Everyone's bodies are so different.
Yeah, everyone's got different experience with it. What I found quite fascinating about this and thinking about this is there's no way to test the strength of acid currently, is there?
Yeah, that's right. So we can, so if you take acid to drug checking, we can use a reagent test, and it will just say, yes, I've detected acid or LSD, or no, I haven't. That's a test that you can buy yourself from places like the hemp store, and kind of, you know, do that testing at home. So it tells you some stuff. So it's good to know that there's LSD in there. If there's no reaction at all, that tells you that it could be nothing at all, or it could be a drug called N-bomb.
Yeah, which is super dangerous.
Yeah, so N-bomb tends to be much stronger than LSD. It's much less predictable in terms of the effects you get. We have seen hospitalizations from taking N-bomb. And if somebody goes in knowing they have N-bomb and they dose it a lot lower and they're a lot more careful, then, you know, then things can be okay. But if you don't know you have N-bomb and you're taking it like it's LSD, then yeah, definitely things can go wrong. In terms of how to tell if you have N-bomb, there's doing drug checking, doing reagent testing, and also N-bomb will taste bitter on your mouth. So LSD should have no taste. N-bomb will taste bitter, and that's why we have like a little phrase we use on the level, if it's bitter, it's a spitter, because you can still spit it out.
Classic.
And you have taken some of it already, but if you spit it out, then you're stopping yourself from absorbing more of the drug.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
Fascinating stuff. So say I have come across this Pac-Man tab and I've been like, look, I'm going to take the whole thing. And now I'm super high. What do I do?
It's good to find people you trust.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff around kind of when a good trip turns bad is usually the psychological side of things.
Yeah.
So making sure you're in a comfortable space, making sure you're with people you trust. Ideally, it's good to have someone who's sober, often called a trip sitter, who can look after you, you know, get you water, kind of sit with you and help you chill out a little bit.
Mm.
That's not always realistic. If you're a group of friends all wanting to do acid, it's not realistic to say, hey, one of you needs to be sober.
Mm.
But you know, if everybody is going to be doing it, you can still make sure to look out for each other and, just kind of be mindful going in. So making sure that you're in a good mindset. You might check in with yourself and go, actually, stuff's happened in my life. I don't feel emotionally well right now.
Mm.
And opening that all up with psychedelics might not be the time. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Checking in on that, making sure you're in a nice environment. Having a think about how long these drugs last for.
Yes.
So
yeah, you're in it for the long game.
Yeah. Yeah. So mushrooms can be 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
LSD can be 8 to 12 hours before you start coming down. So, and it's really hard to sleep when you're high on LSD. So if you're taking it at nighttime, be prepared that you might not sleep. And you might need to kind of ride the wave for quite a while.
But it will end eventually.
Yeah, it will end. Yeah.
Yes. That's a good mantra.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will pass.
This too shall pass. Emily was saying that, you know, if you've overdone it a bit and you're kind of freaking out, that if you're at a festival, you can consult the ambulance. Yeah. But even like medical professionals can help you.
Yeah, definitely. So not every festival will have an awesome kind of crowd care service like PsyCare. But every festival will have paramedics, whether that's St. John's or another organization. And yeah, you can go along, tell them that how you're feeling, tell them what you've taken. They're not interested in getting you in trouble. Paramedics are only interested in making sure that you are safe and well. So you can do that. If they do have a crowd care place, definitely you can go see them and tell them what's going on. Different crowd cares run in different ways. One might be more about kind of giving you a zone to chill out, where another might be more focused on people who are intoxicated by alcohol. So it can be good just to get a vibe for, kind of where you should go in the place.
Good to scope these things out when you arrive at a festival before you take anything as well. I sort of like know where your safe spots are if you need them.
Definitely.
It sounds like with all this strong acid floating around, it sounds like it's just being mindful of the potential risks and not being like real blasé about it. So I think that's a good tidbit of advice.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd
planning.
Yeah, and I'd say that for all drugs. You know, but we don't judge. But we also want people to respect the fact that drugs are powerful things. And if you're putting anything in your body, it's important to be just aware of what that will do to your body and your mind and how you could feel at the end of it and what's going on in your life and how that fits in. And it's just always really good to be mindful when you're going into these intense experiences.
That's great stuff, Phil. Oh, given us lots to think about. And get those drugs tested, listeners.
Yes. Or just take a little bit of that acid and then see how you feel, and then maybe take a little bit more. You're in it for the long game with the acid, eh?
You can always take more, but you cannot take less.
Exactly.
That's the one. Well, thank you so much, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
Always learn so much on What's the Buzz. And everyone, stay safe out there.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.